A Storm Lake Radio Newell Fonda boys basketball preview with head coach Shad Kopic, and only two seniors were on the roster last year, coach, but you'll have a few new faces on this year's team. So how are things coming together all in all thus far in your mind?
Well, so far so good. Like you said, we've got a lot of young guys right now. We've got one senior, and he's out with an injury. So we've got three juniors who have stepped up, taking the leadership reins a little bit, and we have really had two good weeks of practice. Now, there's going to be some bumps in the road, because when you have three freshmen and a sophomore in your top seven, there's going to be some growing pains. But these guys really worked hard over the summer. We improved our skill set basketball-wise, so I think we've had more skill than we've had in the past. We just don't have a lot of experience.
Yeah, we're visiting here at the Storm Lake High School Jamboree, and that senior you spoke of, Reed Crew, is going to be having some surgery done in a few days. What is his timetable looking like?
Well, it depends. He's got a little procedure he's got to have, and it kind of depends on when they get in there, just how bad it is. We heard anywhere from 10 days to 10 weeks, so we'll just have to kind of wait and see. We're all hoping and praying for the 10 days, so we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully a short recovery frame there. So let's hear about some other names that are going to be in the mix.
Well, our three juniors that you saw tonight, Jesse Hack and Jimmy Becker and Jake Davis, they've done just a super job, not just this first 2 weeks, but over the summer. Working on their game, improving their skill set. They've done a great job. RJ Rojas, who we saw at the end of last year as a freshman, is a returning sophomore for us. Probably our best leader. He has done such a super job with his work ethic and leading these guys and keeping. He's a kind of our spiritual leader. He's our positivity guy. And then we got three freshmen. Three freshmen in the mix. Bryce Kopic and Aiden and Trayton Mailer, the twins. Probably spent more time in the gym between the three of them than anybody else on our squad, and it shows. It's given them the opportunity to help us out this year, and we're excited about their growth.
What are some positives you saw? You came up short in the Jamboree matchup with Ridgeview, but what are some good things you take away from it?
Oh, I thought we battled hard. I thought defensively we were strong. I like the way we rebounded. We're undersized this year, so we're going to have to box out, and I thought we did a good job of getting a body on a body and rebounding strong. Our offense struggled a little bit, but with as many young guys as we have, I kind of expected that. We were a little nervous, a little jittery. That'll pass, and I think some of their talents will come to light as they settle in with some varsity experience, but it may take a game or two for them to get that comfort level.
Season opener Tuesday, November 29th, when you host Spencer, and then the games against Sioux Central. We're broadcasting on Mix 101.7, and with that in mind, might be kind of tough to answer with, as you said, an experience you feature this year, but where do you figure you can stack up in the Twin Lakes Conference this year?
That's a real good question. It really depends on how far our young guys come. If they can get their feet wet, get their legs under them, we can do some damage on any given night. We can shoot the ball extremely well, and we have the ability to get to the rim. So if we defend hard and we rebound, and our young guys get some experience, there are some things that we can do, and we're pretty excited about this crew.
Very much looking forward to seeing you all year, Coach. Thanks a lot for the visit, and all the best.
All right, thanks, Ryan. We'll see you next Friday.
Newell Fonda boys basketball coach Shad Kopic on Storm Lake Radio.